I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Last week, before the OG show went live on Bravo, we taped a bonus episode just for you guys, just a little stocking stuffer. You're welcome. In the Bravo Clubhouse, serving up a special second helping of Watch What Happens Live's Christmas feast. O Come OG faithful, seated in order of when they first appeared on Bravo. First, it's the OG of the OC, Vicky Gunvalson. Yeah! And from the Real Housewives of New York City, say hi to Ramona Singer. And the juiciest peach in Atlanta, Nene Lewis. From New Jersey, Teresa Judah. Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richard. Great to see all of you. And over at the bar, it is the heir apparent to the Coto Insurance fortune, Vicky's son, Michael Wolfsmith, the first child. You know, Vicky, I can't get over how outgoing you are and how shy Michael is. It's really amazing.
In these sorts of settings, I don't know.
Yeah?
It's a little...
Michael, do you run from the cameras when they're at your house, or are you okay with them?
I don't really seek them out anymore.
Right, yes.
Anymore.
It's been a long time. By the way, Michael, did the show... Was there ever a point in your life when the show helped get you action with girls?
I would say yes.
Yes.
My girlfriend's in the crowd somewhere here, though.
Yes, of course. All right, let's get started. What, Michael, do you say the term whoop it up a lot?
I do not.
You do not? Okay. Nene, I gotta ask you, it seems like you and Portia have been going at each other on social media lately.
I don't know why people are saying that. I don't feel that way.
Because you are.
No, we're not. Honestly, we're not.
You're not?
Honestly, I promise, we're not.
Okay.
Every time I post something, somebody's like, oh, she's talking about Portia. I'm like, I have told you guys many times, when you look on my page, look at the very top and then move to the left, it says Nene Leaks.
Yes.
I post whatever I want.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all right. Page.
Okay. Very good. Kyle, the Beverly Hills trailer dropped last week and everyone lost their minds. Very excited. How would you describe this season?
I think it's the most crazy season we've ever had in all
wow.
of these years. 9 years, yeah.
That's saying something.
It is. Pretty crazy.
Vicky, you just wrapped out of your reunions. You got a lot of heat for the Kelly stuff that went on between the two of you. Looking back on it, would you have played that differently?
Probably not. She poked at me, and I poked back, and she poked and poked and poked, and I poked back.
All right, there you go. Vicky does not back down. Teresa... You are, I'm very into your season this season. I'm very interested in how Jackie really doesn't seem to be afraid of you in any level or intimidated by you. Were you surprised by that?
No. Why should she be afraid of me?
Well, you're
like,
you're,
I'm like, why are you?
You're
like,
a tough
kid. She's like, I'm not afraid of you. I'm like, okay, you don't have to be afraid of me. I'm just a human being just like you.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay.
Watch for the reunion.
Yes, I can. I will be. I will watch because I'll be.
You'll
right
be there.
Yes. Ramona, I can't wait for your new season. I have
oh my
to
gosh.
Say,
you have no idea.
Yeah. I know you've been filming. Yes.
Nonstop. It's been incredibly crazy.
Okay. Well, it's no secret that when you invite a housewife to an event, she's going to show up with bells on. And since the holidays are upon us, I thought that I would jingle some of the bells the OGs wore in early seasons. It's time for Giovanni or just Naughty. I'm going to show you ladies some of your looks from yesteryear. You say if you would rock them again or not. Okay, Vicky, starting with you right here.
Oh, God,
right
I have the brown pants.
Here you are, your ensemble from the first ever opening credits.
God, that was 5 faces ago, too.
Episode 101 in 2006.
Wow,
no.
Long time.
What about this quintessentially OC pink and sparkly top from season
no.
two?
No
you would not.
No.
Well, you go. Okay, that's a sky top. Okay, Ramona, on to you. Your lingerie-inspired dress from season one.
Even though it's Dolce, it's like, no.
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 All right. Okay. What about your casual velour True Faith walking suit from season three?
Well, it's very comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so you might wear it. Okay. Very good. Needy, what about your nail salon look from while discussing Sheree's fashion with no fashion? No, you're not into it. Here's your Miami Beach romper. No, okay,
what
get it away, get it
in?
Away. All right, Teresa, what about this all black look with backwards hat during season one? No, no, it's kind of gangster. Here's your golden Punta Cana ensemble.
Oh,
yes, you won. Do you still have that?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Sure
okay.
Do.
Kyle, what about this silver club wear in Vegas from season one?
I still like that.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Kyle, what about this all black mafia airport look from season
one? I still like
that. Yes, okay, very good. I do too. Kyle stands by it. I love it. Do you all watch each other's shows? Nene, do you watch any of the other housewives?
Don't lie.
I used to.
You
I
used
haven't
to.
Watched.
You haven't for a while. Yeah. Do you watch New York because Bethany's on it? Or
I watch all of them, actually, because I like to keep Bravo on. I like to catch up with my girls.
Yeah. Teresa, what about you?
When I have time.
Yeah, I get the sense that you don't.
Yeah. Well, why? Why do you get that
sense? Well, because you have four girls and you're doing it all on your... Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like I don't have that much time to watch TV.
Right. Ramona, I know you don't watch any of the other housewives.
No, in the beginning, I used to watch every episode of every show.
Okay.
Now I just watch one or two every season. That's all I have time
for. Okay.
What about you, Vicky? You don't.
Well, Bravo's always on.
Okay.
I love Bravo.
Okay.
So whatever's on, I'm watching it.
Okay. Nene, do you, what's going on with you and Phaedra? Because you had her to your birthday party last week. Happy belated,
God,
by the
Andy,
way.
Andy, you are so messy, hey.
Well, I mean.
I can't really take it.
Well, so I didn't know you and Phaedra were hanging out.
Okay.
Oh,
listen. You know, Phaedra, like many people, reached out to me when Greg was sick. She was one of those people who reached out to me. And then she saw on social media it was my birthday. She reached out and said, happy birthday. And I said, she said, I'm having something for girlfriends. Would you like to come over? Her, like, she's having a Christmas thing. And I said, I'm having a birthday party tomorrow. Would you like to come? And she said, yes. I didn't know that she would really come.
Got it.
But she did.
And
we had a good time.
Have you seen Sheree at all since last year?
I have not seen Sheree. You know, this is my first time seeing Phaedra in like 2 years.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
She
Ramona,
looked great.
She did. Oh,
yeah,
good.
She really did.
Ramona, which housewife from any season do you think has the best side hustle?
What does side hustle mean?
Like, you know, has the most side stuff going on, businesses going on the side.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Candy always has a lot of shit.
going on.
Candy, yes. You and Candy are buddies, aren't you?
Yeah, I like Candy.
Yeah, I love that. Well, listen, you guys, guess what? Our shady friend is back, and despite the fact that he's a snowman, he has absolutely no chill. Hey, Frosty the Shade Man, are you here? I know you have a couple questions.
Hi, ladies. Hey. Things are about to get real cold.
Okay. Okay, I think you have a question for Vicky first. What do you got?
Vicky, which housewife needs to stop with the plastic surgery already? Eek.
From any city, Vicky.
Well, I don't want to be mean because people said that I had too much. I don't think I'd have too much. Oh, gosh. Well, Miami's mother.
Oh, and Mama Elsa.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay, I think there's one for Nene now, Shady Snowman.
Nene, what do you miss the most about Kenya Moore?
Did he say Nene?
Yeah.
What do I miss the most? What do I miss?
Obviously. Crickets. All right, crickets.
I really got to dig deep. Let me. What do I miss? No, I do. What do I miss the most?
I
forgot.
I guess you don't. Say you don't miss anything.
All right, I think you answered it. Okay, I think you have one for Teresa.
Teresa, say three nice things about Kim D. Come on, it's Christmas.
Okay, Teresa.
Her dogs are really cute.
One.
Her mom is very nice.
Okay.
And,
You like her store?
I haven't shopped there in years.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay, well, we got two out of three. Thank you very much.
Later, ho-ho-hos.
Exactly. Possible. You know, as OGs, my guests have endured my prodding questions for a combined 47 reunions. You've all been at 47 reunions. Yes. So I thought I would repay them by flipping the script like Teresa once flipped that table. Ladies, I can't believe I agreed to this, but it's time for you to get your reunion revenge. Okay, so you're going to take turns asking me anything you want. And I know you came up with questions. We put them on cards. We didn't give you these. These were your questions. So who wants to start?
Me.
Okay, Ramona. Okay, Ramona.
So, Andy, I was the first housewife to ever walk off a reunion.
Yeah.
And many have since. Which walk-off annoyed you the most?
Oh, my God. I would say almost every walk-off has annoyed me in the last couple years. Because I just, you guys know that I like to power through. I like
Hello,
to finish
it. You're not answering the question. You're avoiding the question.
No, I'm telling you that, like, I would just say annoyed. Everyone in the last 2 years, or 3 years, I've been so annoyed by. I'm like,
we're not. It's a setback.
It's a setback in shooting. So I'm like, I don't think it's exciting. I don't like it. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay, Kyle.
You go next, and then I'll go after you.
Okay, what did you really think about my sister Kim bringing back that bunny that she gave to Lisa Rose?
Okay. Okay, I think you know the answer because I think what I really thought, and there is the bunny, it's right over
there.
What I really thought was, I thought it was really funny and I couldn't stop laughing. And you and I were looking at each other, and you and I have had a couple of these moments at these. And then when I saw how upset Rinna got, I started feeling bad. So I had so many emotions. But when I saw Kim with the bunny, because I did see her before that she had it, and I was like, oh my God, this is the most genius thing I've ever seen.
We were dying laughing, but we had to be PC a little bit. So then it was a struggle.
Yes. Okay, Teresa. Okay.
I'm taking out the card because you always use cards with us.
Yes, okay. And I know you hate those cards.
Yes. All right. Who do you think is the most responsible for my family's drama over the years?
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. Okay, let me figure this out. I'm unpacking this. I think part of me wants to say a little bit you, okay? But hold on. But what I think is, the issue is that I think you and your brother are a lot alike, okay? And I think that you both are so passionate. I don't think you both take stuff in that the other's saying. So I just think you're both so alike that it winds up going like this. You know what I mean?
Got it.
But I didn't say you. I just think the two, I think it's like
it's
a marriage.
Fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Okay.
It's all good.
Right. Okay.
It's fine, I'm going to pay later.
Vicky?
Okay, so I had a couple for you, but I'm going to pull my card out too.
Okay.
Who do you think has made more mistakes in the friendship between Tamara and I?
Oh, God, this is horrible.
I know.
Thank you, Andy. Now you know how we feel.
I think that, first of all, I think you two repeat things a lot. I think you repeat mistakes a lot. You, Vicky Gunvalson. Okay, whatever, yeah. But you're asking me. Okay. So I'm saying, I think...
But Tamara doesn't?
No, I think you both do, but...
And I love Tamara, but...
No, I know you do. Know. Yeah, I know. I think you might have a harder time taking ownership of some things.
When I'm not wrong, I'm not going to take ownership.
Okay.
They want to say I'm wrong.
Okay.
So I'll take ownership when I'm wrong, but when I'm not wrong, I'm going to stand true to me.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Last but not least, Nene. Oh, my God. Okay, Nene. Oh,
wait. So, Andy, who do you really blame for the altercation, the physical fight between Kenya and Portia?
Oh, that
do you blame
is such a good
Kenya
question.
For bringing the blowhorn, or do you blame Portia for getting physical?
That is such a good question, and it's almost a chicken and an egg thing. And I didn't get how much Kenya was provoking her. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it, and I was the only one. You all totally got it, and I did not get it. This is tough. I think that because Portia got up out of the chair, that to me was the thing. I understand that she was being provoked, but she got up out of the chair. You know what I mean? You disagree. I mean, I get it. It's like chicken or what do you think? You think it was Kenya, no question.
Yeah. I've already stated my opinion.
Yes, you have many times.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Andy.
I have a second question.
Okay, okay.
Oh. Okay. That's not fair. I wanted to ask another question.
Okay. All right. Yes, Nene.
So, in the Phaedra and Candy incident, everyone feels that Phaedra was punished and Portia never was. Is that the case?
I mean, that seems like it was the case. However, it seemed to me that the group of women were more able... There were women in your circle that were more able to forgive Portia, but it seemed at the end that no one could forgive Phaedra.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Would you like us to ask you these questions for 12 hours like we could ask?
So instead of a mazel of the day, and since this is a special night, I'm going to have my guests give their rose and thorn of their entire career as a Real Housewife, okay? So, Vicky, you're first.
My baby's having babies and having it be on TV. It's just been pretty incredible seeing Brianna have two boys, and we filmed them.
Yeah.
It's
pretty... You have quite a family history that's happened over 12 years on
incredible.
TV.
Incredible.
Yes.
It's incredible. Michael was 18 years old when we started. He's 33
Unbelievable.
In a couple of weeks. So
unbelievable.
Pretty crazy.
And he still looks the same, by the way.
He isn't aging
at all.
And so,
what's your thorn?
Oh, absolutely, dating the bad boy. I can't, like, it's that thorn is so embedded in me.
Brooks.
It was such a bad guy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Ramona, rose and thorn.
The rose for me was season 3 when I renewed my vows with Mario, my then husband.
And it was like beautiful, and Avery was there, and Coco was a ring bearer, and I gave this amazing speech to my husband, and he actually gave a better speech for me. It was like the most loving, emotional moment. And then the thorn was
getting divorced.
Showcasing the divorce, yeah. Right. Showcasing the divorce. That whole emotional downplay of a 20-plus year marriage that just went to
Yeah. Nene, rose and thorn.
I would have to say the rose is being on Bravo and being a part of this franchise have opened up so many doors of opportunity for me. And that's been a really good thing. And I would have to say the thorn is, I really scalded my son on an episode, and I feel like it really affects him today. Because, you know, on social media, people judge a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like he gets judged a lot. And he's really not that person.
Yeah.
And like Ramona, my divorce, just putting it out there like that. It was really tough.
Teresa?
Well, my rose is that I was able to write my cookbooks. It was all my mom's recipes, and they followed that, you know, filming it, like, you know, the whole process of that. So that was, you know, that's amazing because I have my mom's recipes for life.
Yeah.
And share with everybody here, like, the, you know, with all the fans. And my thorn was pushing you.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Really? You've apologized so many times.
No, I know, but, you know, like, that's, I mean, that's not like me.
Right.
I mean, I would never. I would never do
that.
But
it was so fun to watch.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice of you. Kyle, lastly.
Rose or thorn first?
Rose first.
Okay. The rose is that I have professional home videos of all my children growing up for these 9 years, you know. And I don't videotape at home anymore, so now I can just download on Apple one day.
Yeah.
And the thorn is absolutely the season one finale in the back of the limo.
The fight with Kim. Yeah, you stole my house.
No, I didn't steal any house.
No, Andy. That was the quote. No, I know. I'm sorry. Yes.
Right, but it was just the whole thing, and and I never stole anyone's house.
Yes, I know.
You couldn't explain, and I was like, it was a horrible situation.
Yes.
It's your sister, and you love her.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you, Ramona.
His face is
I want to thank Vicky, Ramona, Nene, Teresa, Kyle, and Michael. We're off until January 6th. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much. That was great. That was so great. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.